Abdullah and the Genie. Where the golden sands of Arabia touch the deep blue sea, there once lived a poor fisherman called Abdullah. Every day he would stand on the beach for hours and hours, casting his net into the water. Most days he was lucky and caught a few fish. But on one particular day, he seemed to have no luck at all. With his first throw of the net, he hauled in a heap of slimy green seaweed. With his second throw, he brought in a pile of broken plates and dishes. And with his third throw, he dragged in a mass of black, sticky mud. "Wait a minute," he thought, as the mud oozed out of the net at his feet. "There's an old bottle. I wonder what's in it." Abdullah tried to take out the tight-fitting stopper. After he'd tugged and pulled at it for some time, it suddenly popped out. And a flurry of dust shot out of the bottle. The dust quickly changed to smoke. And then the smoke changed colour. And the colours began to make a shape. First a face. Then a body. And the figure grew bigger and bigger and bigger. In just a few seconds, an enormous genie was towering over the frightened fisherman.
"Free at last!"
boomed a voice louder than thunder.
"Free after all these years, and I'm going to eat you up."
Abdullah clutched at his head. "Why? Why? What have I done to you?"
"I'll cut you into tiny pieces,"
roared the genie, swatting a flock of birds as they flew past his shoulder.
"Don't do that, Master Genie," pleaded Abdullah, falling to his knees. "I didn't mean to disturb you. Please don't kill me."
"I'll feed you to the fish in little mouthfuls,"
bellowed the genie, drawing out a massive curved sword and almost touching the fisherman's nose with it.
"Have mercy," cried Abdullah. "What harm have I done?"
"Silence!" bawled the genie,
and he shouted so loudly that a nearby volcano began to erupt.
"Be silent, and I shall tell you my reason for killing you."
And without moving his sword from Abdullah's face, the genie started his story.
"The great Sultan Suleiman shut me up in that bottle as punishment for the wicked magic I worked in his kingdom. He squashed me into that horrible glass prism like a whale squeezed into an egg. Then he threw it into the sea. I slopped about in the dark silence for centuries. All I could hear was my own breathing. All I could feel was my own heartbeat. All I could hope for was to be fished out and set free by a fisherman. For the first 1,000 years I called out, 'Let me out! Let me out! Somebody let me out, and I will grant you 3 wishes. But nobody heard me, and nobody set me free. For the next 1,000 years I called out, 'Let me out! Let me out! Somebody let me out, and I will give you the whole of Arabia for a present.' But nobody heard me, and nobody set me free. And for the next 1,000 years I kept quiet. And thought to myself, 'If ever I get out of this terrible bottle, I shall kill the first man I see, and every man I see after him.'"
"But Sultan Suleiman died nearly 3,000 years ago,
cried Abdullah.
"Exactly,
snapped the genie.
"Is it any wonder that I'm in such a bad temper?"
And he gave a great shriek, and the water boiled round his ankles.
He lifted his great sword, and it flashed in the sun and cut a cloud to ribbons overhead. Then he peered down to enjoy for one last time the look of terror on the little fisherman's face. But instead of looking scared, Abdullah was standing with his hands on his hips, his head to one side, and a broad grin on his face. Now, genie, he said calmly, stop pulling my leg and tell me where you really came from. The ground shook as the genie took a deep breath.
What? You worm! You little beetle! Prepare to die!
And he lifted his sword over his head. Oh, come on! You must be joking! What a tall story! Tell me where you really came from! I was busy emptying this old bottle I pulled in, and I didn't see you creep up on me.
What? You ant! You earwig! I came out of that bottle, and I'm going to kill everybody.
Dear, oh dear, sighed Abdullah. Didn't your mother ever warn you not to tell lies, especially big ones? I can see the size of that bottle, and I can see the size of you. You no more came out of that bottle than I did. And Abdullah made a great show of trying to get his foot down the bottle's narrow neck.
You cockroach! You!
The genie's bottom lip began to tremble.
I did come out of that bottle! I did!
Pah! Scoffed Abdullah as he turned to walk away. Then prove it! The hairs on the genie's grubby chest began to bristle, and he thumped on the sky with rage. Then, after a few moments' thought, he melted like a piece of butter into all the colours of the rainbow. The colours dissolved away, and a shower of smoke and ash tumbled out of the sky and poured back into the little bottle.
See?
Said a funny, hollow voice from inside.
I told you so.
Quick as a flash, Abdullah snatched the stopper out of his pocket and jammed it into the neck of the bottle. He pushed and turned and turned and pushed until it was wedged fast.
Hey! Let me out, you little worm! Let me out right now!
Oh, no! Said Abdullah, laughing. You can stay in there for another 1,000 years if you're going to be so unpleasant.
No, please, no! I'll grant you 3 wishes if you'll let me out again. Open this bottle at once, you ant!
Abdullah leaned back and with all his strength threw the bottle as far as he could out to sea.
I'll give you all Arabia!
Shrieked the genie as the bottle flew through the air. Then the bottle fell, plop, back into the water. And no sound could be heard except for the waves breaking gently on the shore. Later that day, Abdullah returned to the beach and put up a notice. It read, Beware of the genie in the bottle. No fishing. Then he rolled up his net and moved to a new stretch of the beach.